CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Roughly 30 Montreal-based activists gathered outside of the U.S. consulate downtown Montreal on Saturday, February 21st, to protest the U.S. blockade of Cuba and Canada's complacency in said blockade. The United States is conducting the first successful naval blockade of Cuba since the 1960s, with a strict embargo on Venezuelan oil, which Cuba has relied on for decades. The blockade of Cuba is pushing the island nation towards a humanitarian crisis, according to the Pan American Health Organization and the Canadian Red Cross. Some analysts say the blockade is moving Cuba towards a collapse of government. Protesters outside of the U.S. consulate in Montreal sought to raise local awareness about the blockade and demand Canada condemn the operation and support their economic ally, Cuba, at this time. The protest was made up of a coalition of groups, but principally organized by the Quebec-Cuba Solidarity Consultation Table. Here is one of their organizers, Manuel Johnson.
Trump is a bully, and Trump wants to annex Greenland. Trump wants to make Canada the 51st state. So, you know, you have to stand up to a bully. You can't just keep giving him what he wants. He's going to keep asking for more.
The Canadian Red Cross launched an appeal earlier this month to support people impacted by the crisis in Cuba, and Canada's National Union of Public and General Employees is urging the Canadian government support the Cuban people with aid and oil trade at this time. The Quebec-Cuba Solidarity Consultation Table submitted a petition to the House of Commons at the federal level, asking that Canada condemn the blockade of Cuba, reaffirm the Caribbean as a zone of peace free from external military intervention, reject any and all interventions and military aggressions against Cuba, Colombia, and Mexico, and deepen economic ties with Cuba. That petition has been sponsored by the MP for Rosemont La Petite Patrie in Montreal, NDP Alexandre Boularis. The Canadian government is considering sending humanitarian aid to the island, but no word on if they are considering trading oil with the country. Global Affairs Canada's Charlotte McLeod said in a written statement, Canada is monitoring the situation carefully and is concerned about the increasing risk of a humanitarian crisis on the island. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello. Is my mic on? I think so. Hello. How are we doing? You're listening to CJLO 1690 or CJLO.com. This is On an Evening. My name is Joe. You just heard Awa Atura by Marlon Williams. He's a really cool artist. Sorry, my phone's on loud. Really cool artist. I discovered towards the end of last year, and that project, I don't know what the album's called, but the whole thing is great. It's really, really fun. It's really, really peaceful. I was talking with, when I was in Vancouver over the Christmas break, over New Year's, I was talking with one of the guys in my hostel, was from New Zealand, and we were talking about this artist, Marlon Williams. And yeah, he was talking about sort of language revival and the revival of the Maori language, and the importance of music and education. He was talking about his education in school, learning Maori, and also just that, yeah, the importance of music and art in keeping a language alive, keeping an indigenous language alive. And there's a lot of languages. I mean, you see it right now with Gaelic as well, where there's actually a growing number of speakers because people are putting out artwork. People like Kneecap, I guess, with Irish. And I don't know, I can't think of other examples off the top of my head, but I think it's great to celebrate cultures that don't always have the same global stage that a lot of, I mean, sort of Western and English societies do. Yeah, I've got a nice lineup of music today, quite new. Everything's kind of, I think the furthest back I go is like 2023, so we're sitting in the past few years. And about half of it is new music as well from the past couple of months. And next up, I've got a song by the Fuckers, from, I think they're from New York. And I've loved this song. This is one of my favorite songs of theirs. I've loved it since I heard it, like when it came out like last year. And yeah, it's called I Don't Wanna. I'm excited. I just got tickets to go see them in April, I think. Saw them at Palomosa as well. Got another artist from Palomosa coming up later in the show. But they're really, really good fun. This one's I Don't Wanna.
Yeah, this is CJLO. Won't you stay tuned for some more good music? Aight.
Located in the heart of Little Burgundy, Universal Negro Improvement Association of Montreal presents Unity in the Community. Marcus Garvey once quoted, "A people without the knowledge of their history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots." Located at 2741 Notre Dame West from February the 15th to March 15th, join us Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 for a vibrant series celebrating the legacy and ongoing contributions of the Black community in Montreal. Hosted by Gordon Weeks and Joe Zamal, each event is designed to engage, educate, and inspire through storytelling, film, and live performance. Discover the rich history, learn from trailblazers, and connect with others passionate about cultural heritage and empowerment. Sunday, March the 1st at 3 p.m., the legendary Skipper Dean spills the tea. Come join the conversation and performance with Skipper Dean as he reminisces about Little Burgundy then and now. For more, check out uniamontreal334.com.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Important for side supporting when you can't afford it or play endorsement till you break the orbit. Champagne enjoyment for campaigns deploying. I'm most stamped in Amazon Prime employment. It's a bad time to annoy me. The path line from your face to my right palm is gorgeous. If I swing mine, I see y'all niggas in court, cause you know niggas recording, cause that little nigga's important. They always asking about locations. I shop is assorted. I got these bitches imported. My Yahoo think I'm in Japan. They left right when I was afraid, they left right. When I had a plan, they left right. Fuck it, but it cool. I grew up fucking with the pan. That got furious. Feel like Tyrese Gibson. Like, y'all cop, please. I cop these. I experience different.
Think of stopping her. Who planned that dress that make them stop and start? Too interested, but before we get the questions, I know.
You know the scene.
I know.
Young and the rest.
I know.
They don't need to
think. I know.
I didn't suggest it.
Mr. Popular by Venna featuring Smino. Beautifully smooth song, I think. I think Smino has one of the smoothest flows in rap. I've been a fan of him for years. I remember, like, when I was obsessed about certain artists when I was, like, I don't know, 15, 16, I had specific playlists where it was just their whole discography, and I had one for Smino. And Venna as well. Incredible, incredible on the saxophone. There's actually, kind of unintentionally, there's a few songs with some nice little saxophone parts. So stay tuned for that. Next up, we've got Night in Taipei by Yen Yen. That's off their new album that came out in January. if I'm not mistaken. They're really cool. They're such a, like, all of their stuff is such a fusion of sounds from, I don't know, the east to west. They're from the Netherlands, but there's a very, I don't know, there's influence from all over. And I think it's a really cool exhibit of the globalization of music and the globalization of influences, I guess. And how everything can influence everything now. I don't know. I don't know what their whole story is. Night in Taipei.
Thank you.
Boban, Baby Rose, and Bad Bad Not Good. Really, really cool collab project from them. That was from, I don't know, a couple years ago. I saw Baby Rose at the Jazz Cafe Festival, the first one. And that was really, really good. That put me onto her. She was the first act we saw of the day. And she was just incredible voice. Incredible voice. And Bad Bad Not Good, I always love as well. Lovely, jazzy background. And yeah, they're from... Wow, that's a really good question, actually. They're from somewhere in Canada, because I know I've ticked off the CanCon. Next up, we've got another one from Canada. I've played Charlotte Day Wilson a couple of times before. But this is off her latest project. And yeah, this one's called Quiet.
You know something I can't get. I guess you're way up on my head. Feel it in my chest, I'm trying, babe. Trying to make it work without words, but nothing gets hurt, I'm trying, babe. But don't keep me quiet forever. Don't keep me quiet.
Shining pieces. Keep me quiet. occasion, no occasion. When I feel like I can talk, I try and call you back, but then you don't pick up. It's nothing on you though, it's entirely my problem. It happens all too often these days, man, I keep getting stuck.
I mean about the saxophone, incredible. That one was Telephobia by Baby Dave, also known as Isaac Coleman, the lead singer of Softplay. I love his Baby Dave project so much because I feel like it's so different to the like hard punk that he does with Softplay, and it's so fun, and a lot of the songs are quite silly. But I implore you to go and check them out. They're really good. This album is great. Different gravy. Yeah, I think he released a new song recently, actually. This is from like 2023. But he released a new song recently. And I don't remember being the biggest fan. Not to hate on him. But the rest of his stuff that I've heard, I love. And I love that different outlet for something completely different. Next up, I think I've mentioned his name before, but I don't know that I played anything from him. I've got Lewis Culture with Times Square. This is where I've talked about Hannah before, I know. And I saw Hannah open for Lewis Culture. Yeah, Times Square. The sound isn't on.
Truth lies across the street from my window. We're safe inside. Better life. Oh, it wouldn't matter. Let's watch the parade. Let's watch the time pass as we fade away. Truth lies across the street from my window. We're safe inside. Better life.
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't matter.
Sing with the sound. Kids running down, arguments and rows. Feds come to browse, put rays into your brows. Knocking on your house. Trials and tribulations, not suburban, it's a town. Running out of caffeine, bus, train, a taxi. Get to where you're going, cause the angle makes you happy. Chicken box littering, girls throwing hissy fits. I can smell the crow from below, could I get a hit? Fireworks, flashlight, radiate your backside. I can see it glowing from the park in the damp sky. Will I make it out? Here I wonder cause it swallows. Walls hollow, lack of excitement for tomorrow. Pigeons unafraid, chilling on the paves. If they can make it here, then there's nothing in the way. Working class hero, millions to zero. Every day I escape, dive into my earphones.
Same old, but it changes as we move into the light. As you step outside, you smell the pavement.
to feel nothing today. And I would give anything to be something today. But then I threw it all away.
After Times Square there, you just heard Multi Love by Ori and Oli XL. That was the other one that I was talking about, has just been announced at Palamosa. Ori's going to be playing there in May. I'm still undecided whether or not I get tickets, because I don't know how crazy I am about the entire lineup. But also, I had a great time in September, and I think I need to start going to things, going to events for... And trusting the event rather than going necessarily just because I know artists on the list. And it was a really, really good time in September. So we'll see. Maybe I'll end up getting tickets. Maybe I'll get convinced. Anyway, after that, that last one was You, Why You, led by her off her new album. She's really, really, really sick. Continually up and coming. She has been up and coming for a while. She is continuing to grow in that kind of underground, the UK underground scene, which is not underground at all. But her growth is really cool. She started off doing, she advertised it as like bedroom drill, which I think is a really interesting combination of sounds. She's really doing her own thing. I think she's really, really sick. We'll keep it moving. Next up is another new one. This one from Sassy009, Sassy009, featuring Blood Orange. This is Tell Me. Thank you.
change. There is nothing permanent except change.
Sit down with me for a moment, please. Can you hold my hand? I am frightened.
The Person You'd Like to Be by Barry Can't Swim. A bit darker, very powerful. I really love that song. It came out like last summer, where it came out like before he released his latest album, Loner. I think it's his latest one, last summer probably. But yeah, it's different to some of the other stuff he does. It's a lot darker, trip hoppy. I really love the lyrics. I think it's a really, really cool energy. I forgot to play ads like 5 minutes ago, so we're gonna have some ads, and then we'll switch the vibe slightly. We'll get a bit more lighthearted for the last couple of songs.
This is Shane from Chanel Beads. You're listening to CJLO.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. The festival kicks off with Ghosts in the Machine, a panel and talk hosted by Sarah Howie and featuring artists from this year's festival. Join us Thursday, February 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Le Live Art, 3980 Rue Saint-Denis. After that, on Nuit Blanche, come to our opening party, Royaume Unlike Your Own, with an exhibition curated by Zaya Dipoku. Find us at 9 p.m. on Saturday, February 28th at Espace Pop, 5587 Avenue du Parc. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
From Halifax basements to Newfoundland kitchens, Atlantic Canada has always punched above its weight. Tune in every other Sunday at 8, Montreal time, for Eastern Promises, celebrating the exceptional music of the Maritimes and Newfoundland and Labrador. Join me, Donald Roberge, for new discoveries, music news, and interviews, and to hear everything from traditional and Acadian sounds to indie, metal, hip-hop, and more. That's Eastern Promises, every other Sunday at 8 on CJLO 1690 AM and at CJLO.com.
Thank you.
this is the last one from me tonight. You just heard Hour in the Glass by Dana Sipos. And I'm going to end with Times by Nick Schofield. Both of those are new. Both of those are Canadian. I've been reading the CJLO digital archives. Now I know they're a thing. But yeah, I'm not here next week because it's reading week. I'm taking a little trip to New York. So I'm excited for that. Maybe not the best time to be going to America. So hope everything goes okay with traveling. But it'll be nice. It'll be nice. I'm going to go and visit one of my mom's friends from when she used to live there. Stay with them for a few days. It's going to be nice. But no show next week. Sorry to break your hearts. I hope you've enjoyed tonight. Yeah. I'll let this one ride out. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your week off away from me. Don't get too sad. And I'll see you in a couple.